This is the Packer and Durham Podcast, Hour 3.
All right, we're going to start with first team All-ACC. This is a topic that was discussed a lot. And we're going to start with Vernon Carey, the freshman from Duke, fourth in scoring against the league, third in rebounding, and first in field goal percentage. Jordan Wara, the number two scorer in conference play at 18 points a game. John Mooney, you know about the double-doubles, third in scoring and number one in rebounding in conference play. Trey Jones, sixth in scoring, second in assist, 11th in field goal percentage. And Elijah Hughes, the number one scorer in the regular season, 10th in field goal percentage, and 4th in made threes a game.
On Friday, I was interested to see if a Florida State player would make first team All-ACC. And by the way, these are the official results. This is not a Packer and Durham
That's
list.
That's correct.
So no Florida State player on the first team, but there you have it.
So that is the first team. So that means for the first time since 2011, the regular season champ does not have a first team All-ACC player. But they do have two second team players. Devin Vassell of Florida State and Trent Forrest join Mamadi Diakite of Virginia, Garrison Brooks of North Carolina, and NC State's Markell Johnson, Mark.
Interesting. Like I said, there will be some intriguing selections. And we're just getting started.
All right. That's the second team All-ACC. Diakite, Vassell, Brooks, Forrest, and Johnson. Third team All-ACC is listed and headed by Kihei Clark of Virginia, Jose Alvarado of Georgia Tech, Clemson junior Amir Sims, North Carolina freshman Cole Anthony, and the junior big from Wake Forest, Olivier Saar.
Okay.
That's the third team All-ACC. So, again, Clark, Alvarado, Sims, Anthony, and Saar. One of the things we've talked about this year is how young the league is. Anthony is expected to be a one-and-done player at Carolina. If you look down the list, though, of the rest of the players, first, second, and third team, sure, there's some guys who may opt early for professional basketball, but unlike last year, 13 of the 15 are not going to be gone at the end of the year.
League's
in the ACC.
The league, this is a year to get the conference, if you will, from a national perspective. The ACC will be back in the stratosphere again next year. And who's to say, though, Wes, despite that news, that there could be an ACC team or two in Atlanta?
Right. The order of these players, by the way, is listed in their votes received, okay? So, in other words, Clark was the number one vote getter on the third team, Alvarado, Sims, Anthony Saar, same for the second team, and obviously the first team as well.
So Vernon Carey was the leading vote getter.
That is correct. All right. All defensive team. That is headed by Duke's Trey Jones. Number two is Mamadi Diakite of Virginia, Trent Forrest of Florida State, James Banks III of Georgia Tech, and Boston College is represented on the All-ACC teams by Stephon Mitchell, their outstanding Swiss Army knife, if you will, who does so many different things for Jim Christian.
I have no problem with that list right there at all.
So that is the all-defensive team. The all-freshman team. Unanimous choice to the all-freshman team is Vernon Carey. Cole Anthony of North Carolina was second. Landers Nolley, the redshirt freshman at Virginia Tech, third. Pac's favorite player in the league, Cassius Stanley, is fourth.
Flying right by you.
And one of the top reserves in the ACC from Charlotte, the freshman Patrick Williams, rounds out the all-freshman team. So that's all the teams, if you will. First team, second team, third team, the all-defensive team, and the all-freshman team. Now we're going to get to the next five, or six rather, which is the individual awards. You ready?
Prepare yourself.
Most improved player of the year, Lafette, Alabama's Garrison Brooks, nearly 17 points a game, an unbelievable finish to the regular season for Roy Williams and the Tar Heels, averaged almost 9 rebounds a ball game, and Brooks really became very consistent and very reliable for the Tar Heels down the stretch as they won 3 of their last 4 going to the house. Pac, I don't know what else you want to say about a guy who is averaging well over 20 points a game the last half dozen or so.
He's been terrific down the stretch. Got no issue with that at all.
So Garrison Brooks is the most improved player in the ACC. Olivier Saar of Wake Forest was second. He and Devin Vassell fell right behind Brooks. One vote difference. This was an incredibly difficult decision, I'm sure, for a lot of the voters. Brooks, followed by Sarr and Vassell, and Buddy Boeheim was also in the top four on the most improved player in the ACC. So we've got Garrison Brooks named. Next up on the awards roll, sixth man of the year, another close one. Patrick Williams of Florida State wins this honor. He has had a remarkable conference run. Freshman from Charlotte, a lot of expectation coming in, averages 9-4 on the year. And Williams out-ballots Malik Williams of Louisville, who finished second. Dane Goodwin of Notre Dame finished third. And the freshman Isaiah Wong of Miami finished fourth. But, man, hard to deny Patrick Williams. One of the reasons Florida State's the top seed is the play of the young man off the bench.
I was going to say Louisville has been quiet on this list so far. Yep. Very quiet. Other than Jordan Wara, few and far between.
Yep. So congratulations to Charlotte freshman Patrick Williams. Next up, the Rookie of the Year, Vernon Carey Jr., 18 points, almost 9 rebounds a game. He becomes the third Duke player in a row to win the award. 4 of the last 5 years and 7 of the last 9 Rookie of the Year honors have gone to a Duke Blue Devil.
Thought it was a no-brainer, Wes.
Yep.
I mean, I know a lot of folks are screaming about Cole Anthony and stuff. Hey, you got to play, man.
Yep.
That's part of it. But I got no issue with that whatsoever.
Vernon Carey wins in a runaway. Landers Nolly, Cole Anthony, Patrick Williams also received votes in the Rookie of the Year balloting. So congratulations to Vernon Carey, who will join us live on this show at 9:30. Now, one of the other votes that I thought was going to be interesting to follow in the ACC this year was going to be the Defensive Player of the Year. And the winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award is Trey Jones, Apple Valley, Minnesota. You see his 13 multi-steal games. He's also one of 10 semifinalists for the National Defensive Player of the Year honor. He is the fourth Duke player. It's the fourth time a Duke player has won the honor, joining DeMarcus Nelson and two-time winner Sheldon Williams. So congratulations to Trey Jones, Trent Forrest of Florida State second, Stephon Mitchell of Boston College third, followed by Kihei Clark of Virginia.
And Trey Jones will join us at 9:15
yep.
this morning.
And the coach of the year is next. And this should be no surprise. Leonard Hamilton wins the award for the third time in his career in Tallahassee. The Noles, of course, the top seed in the regular season champs at 16-4 and 26-5. He won the honor in 2009 and in 2012. So congratulations to Coach Hamilton, who will join us at 9:45 this morning.
So if you're keeping track now, we still have more awards, but 9:15, Trey Jones, 9:30, Vernon Carey Jr., 9:45, Leonard Hamilton.
All right, now we're down to the final award, and it is the Player of the Year. And the winner of the Player of the Year is Trey Jones. He is the 16th different Blue Devil to win the ACC Player of the Year honor. Jones bested Jordan Wara and John Mooney on the list of players that received double-figure votes from the panel. So congratulations to Trey Jones, who, as we told you earlier today, finishes 6th in the league in scoring, 2nd in assists, 11th in field goal percentage, and of all the big baskets down the stretch for Duke, Trey Jones had a hand in a bunch of them. From the moment he captured the dramatics in Chapel Hill all the way through the end of the regular season, Jones has had an outstanding year for Coach K and the Blue Devils. So our congratulations to the sophomore Trey Jones, who I would say, when he elected to come back for his second year in Durham, has ended up reaping the rewards of it.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
Because I am paying attention to everything you just rattled off.
Yes.
Vernon Carey Jr. receives the most votes.
That
for
is correct.
First team all ACC.
That's correct.
Trey Jones wins Player of the Year.
That is correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I heard you right.
You got it right. That's correct.
Would you like to explain that to me?
Well, in the way.
I'm not knocking either one because they all deserves. Everybody got an award deserves whatever they get.
Yeah. The way the process works, the schools submit the candidates. Okay. And in this particular case, and it was discussed a little bit on social media yesterday, Trey Jones was submitted by Duke as the player of the year.
Not Vernon Carey.
That is correct. Vernon Carey is the rookie of the year. Trey Jones submitted as the player of the year.
Okay. So for folks that voted.
And the schools make those decisions.
Right. So for folks that voted, they did not have the ability to vote Vernon Carey as player of the year if they wanted to.
That is correct.
Okay.
So Trey Jones is rewarded as the player of the year. And tell you what, the Vernon Carey rookie of the year honor and Trey Jones player of the year. And two guys both on first team.
Leonard Hamilton, no surprise.
No, and look, I understand that, and you and I were both probably asked one way or another about Tony Bennett. And yes, Tony Bennett, and in fact, I think some people nationally have said he's done a marvelous. There's no question Tony Bennett's done a phenomenal job coaching Virginia. But Leonard Hamilton's team was picked outside the top four when the season started.
That's right. As he called them, new bloods.
Yeah.
We're not blue bloods, we're new bloods.
So,
but all those guys that won awards, man, it's a pretty collection. This is a great collection of players. And I'm glad to see Elijah Hughes get some love. We talked about him three or four spots we thought would be first team, and there's a bunch of guys you could put at the five spot.
Yep.
He was one of them. He's been on with us a couple times, had a great year. Hope he's going to be healthy for the ACC tournament.
All right, when we come back, we're going to keep up with the Joneses. We'll talk to the ACC Player of the Year. Trey Jones of Duke will join Packer and Durham next on ACC Network, SiriusXM 371, and the ESPN app right after this.
Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham.
Scary Blue Devil looking at you. That Blue Devil's scary looking at you, by the way. He's ready to talk to you.
Yeah, right over the top of my forehead. But we're going to talk to a couple Blue Devils coming up.
Yep.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes. Vernon Carey Jr., the freshman of the year, first team All-ACC. Now we're going to talk to the player of the year, also from Duke University. Trey Jones joins us. Trey, first of all, thanks for getting up early with us, and congratulations on the award and the season.
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me. And it's just a blessing to be able to receive this award.
Well, you become the second player in conference history to also be named the Defensive Player of the Year while you're named the Player of the Year. Now, my first thought is you're just going to kind of show that to Big Brother and say, hey, look here now. Look what happened now. Second thought is, what's that mean? I mean, do you think about the historical perspective on this at all?
Right. I feel like that's something I can't really show off to Big Brother. He still has the national championship to hang over my head. But just looking at I think there's one other player that's done that. That's something I've really kind of tried to pride myself on, is trying to play on both sides of the basketball. Offensively and defensively. So obviously it's something that I'm proud of. Felt like a lot of work has been done and put into this, but I can't thank my coaches enough, my family and friends, my teammates, obviously, for believing me and trusting in me throughout the entire year, and so many other people as well.
Trey, you still got time, though, to match brother with that national championship thing. There's still some unfinished business to do in Durham, so you know we'll get to that. But did you think you were going to win Player of the Year?
Right. With my decision coming back, I didn't want to put any personal goals in my head. I really came back to try to win the national championship and try to hang banners in Cameron again. And so, I never really thought about trying to win Player of the Year, ACC Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, anything like that. I just came back to try to give this team the best chance to win a championship.
Trey, I'm always curious to how all this sets up from a team perspective, because every team is different. Yet, your personal improvement to go with a new cast around you, so to speak. I know Javon and Jack were back, and certainly Alex O'Connell was as well. But how different has this team experience been from a year ago? And you know, what's been the turning point for you?
Right. I think just with how the coaches have tried to help me lead this team as much as I can. Obviously, with the new freshman coming in, it's much different than the freshman we had last year. But just trying to lead as best as I can, knowing that I have been in a lot of these big games, on a lot of these big environments, and I'm just trying to lead the best that I can.
All right, speaking of these freshmen who are now sophomores, let's cut that nonsense out. I mean, these dudes have played, you guys have played 30 games now. My man Stanley's my favorite player in the league. No disrespect to you as the player of the year. Your favorite Stanley dunk
oh,
of
come
the year
on, really?
Is what?
We're doing this?
The player of the year. His feet on the floor. If anybody's in a better seat than this guy, nobody.
Well, he set up most of the dunks of the year.
So why not ask him the question? The best Stanley dunk of the year is what, Trey?
I would say either the one in Madison Square Garden, the full court pass to him, or the lob at Georgia Tech for the and one. I think those two are my favorite.
Yeah. Man, he is a freak, though, isn't he? Seriously.
He is.
Golly.
He is.
Look, out of curiosity's sake, in practice, and I know you guys don't mess around because Kay's practices are incredibly serious, but he has had to have done some stuff in practice that you just go, you got to be kidding me.
Right. I think it's similar to the games where once he gets up there, I mean, it wows you. So it's the same thing as what you guys see out in the games.
Man.
Yeah, until practice comes around, he does something like Barnum and Bailey off the top of the white square or something, and then all of a sudden, you know, his head breaches the white squares when you get the real issues. Trey right. Jones is with us here on Packer and Durham. Okay, give me some perspective now because you have been through this, and I know some of the veteran guys have as well. The regular season closes. It's always the Carolina game, and now this interesting transition occurs. What changes from, let's say, Saturday night and the close of that game to now when you guys take the floor Thursday in Greensboro? What happens with this team? What kind of attitude, what kind of approach has to be taken?
Right. I think it's just you got to lock in even more now. Knowing it's the postseason, knowing it's tournament time, I mean, you got to take even more of a business approach. No messing around, no joking around. I mean, this is the time of year that, I mean, we work for and look forward to all year. I mean, in the off season, all of our workouts, what we're talking about, things like that. And so, I mean, that time is here now, and we got to be ready to attack the moment.
You know, we had your coach on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about the importance of the regular season, that every game's important, whether it's North Carolina or whomever you were playing. That, you know what, hey, they're all waiting to piece of you guys. They can't wait to beat Duke, so you better be ready to go. So I'm assuming that mentality still doesn't change at all, whether it be the ACC tournament or the NCAA tournament. You talk about tightening up, but I'm sure coach's approach is, hey, you better be prepared and ready to go.
Right, for sure. Yeah, he knows more and better than anyone how it goes. But, I mean, we think all of us got a little piece of that this year, how if we're not ready to play, the other team's going to give us their best shot and even be able to beat us. So, I mean, just being able to come out ready to play, I mean, no messing around, no joking around. Now it's postseason time, and we got to come out with a chip on our shoulder and be ready to play.
I want to ask you a couple things here before we let you go. One, we've seen some clean looks out of you guys this year. Packer and I are really kind of – we like that navy blue with the gothic look on it. I like that one a lot. Is that your favorite jersey, or is it just the – which one do you like the best? Because I like the gray one, too. I'm not going to kid you. I like the gray one. Pack's not a big fan of the gray. I like the gray one and the navy one. What do you think?
Right, I agree with both of you guys. Obviously, the navy one has a little more meaning behind it, just with the brotherhood and everything that gone into Duke. But – I think the gray ones are kind of special for Coach K, and I think the gold represents, I mean, his military background, also the gold medals with USA and things like that. So I like both of those, but then I also like our black jerseys as well.
Ooh, okay. And real quick here, and I know Pac's got one more before we let you go. After the season's over, when you got a little bit of downtime, I want to have you and Pac have a contest to see who can throw a ball off the front of the rim better. I just don't. I think you'd beat Pac in chasing it down, but
I know he would.
I think Mark can actually throw one off the front of the rim and have it like kick out over the top of the board and maybe into somebody's yard or something. But you got this thing perfected, my man.
Right. I think I don't know. It's not as easy as it seems. I've done it since, and it doesn't seem to bounce the same way every time. So I think just in the moment. Might have got a little lucky or whatever you want to call it.
I have two questions before we let you go. Number one, I thought what you and the team did after the win against North Carolina Saturday for Antonio Sellers was one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time. And I know the Make-A-Wish Foundation is sensational, but the way you guys embraced it, the fact the crowd was into it, and that was really, really cool.
Yes. I mean, with Antonio being there, it was definitely a special game for us with everything he's going through and has gone through. And I mean, that just being one of those special moments for him, in his life right now. And, you could really tell how much it meant to him to be there and, just to be welcomed in by all of us into the brotherhood. And so, I mean, with what he was telling us and the way he was talking and everything, we wanted to just go out and have a special game for him.
Puts it in perspective though, doesn't it, Trey? I mean, you guys, with the pressure of being, who you are on campus, high expectations for Duke, playing in the ACC, kind of puts all of it in perspective. It really does.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it really does. You didn't say it any better than that. And with everything that we feel we go through on a day-to-day basis, I mean, experiencing different things throughout the years, such as losses and things like that. I mean, that really does put into perspective.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. We do this with every student-athlete that joins the show. And since this is your first visit to Packer and Durham, pretty simple question, though. What's the hardest class you've had at Duke University?
The hardest class I've had at Duke University for myself is, I think, Psych 101. Just because it was a big lecture, it was a lot of memory stuff that you had to do, but that was definitely my toughest class.
All right, Psych 101. We've all been through it.
All right, congratulations, ACC Player of the Year, ACC Defensive Player of the Year, All Defensive Team, First Team All ACC. It's a pretty good morning for Trey Jones. Thanks for taking time with us. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue the Power Hour. We'll get the ACC Rookie of the Year and also a first team All-ACC pick with us. We're going to talk to Southwest Ranches, Florida freshman Vernon Carey Jr. He will join us next year on Packer and Durham.
And then Leonard Hamilton
will join us at 9:45. Big number one, working off the block and out on the line, will join us next when we continue here on ACC Network, Sirius XM 371, and the ESPN app.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
We will talk to the all-first-teamer and Rookie of the Year coming up here momentarily. And, of course, Leonard Hamilton, the ACC Coach of the Year, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes.
So plenty to go here. And we are live from the Coliseum in Greensboro tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All day, beginning at 7.
That's right. Is that
the way? That's what I'm going with. I don't know about you, but I'm going
all day, beginning
week
at 7. By the way, if we're around in the arena, hope you'll come by and see the last few minutes of the show.
Feed
maybe
us
when they open the door. No, wait a second. We'll get to that later. That'll be in the last segment.
Neighborhood,
of the show today.
Come on by. Yeah. We'll be there all week.
Once again, peddling for the free meal.
We're working hard, Durham. I mean, some of us are getting up at 3 a.m. to prepare for this stuff.
We got a great crew with us, and don't forget Nothing But Net tomorrow ahead of the first round action, which you'll see exclusively here on ACC Network.
All day beginning at 4.
All day beginning at 4 with Nothing But Net. And then 4:30, you'll get Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, followed by Carolina, Virginia Tech. Kelsey, Dallin, Luke, and Booz will be there. Jordan Cornett, Corey Alexander, Dave O'Brien, myself, Katie George, the coveted invite, will be there.
All right, all right.
So,
and you had the game tomorrow night.
I got the Carolina Virginia Tech game,
and
Dave
Virginia
O'Brien.
Virginia Tech, 12 seed. North Carolina, the 13 seed.
No. Virginia
Tech, 11. That's Wes's accounting.
Oh, great. Yeah, just keep going. All the people get hyped up about accounting.
Hey, you know, people take that stuff seriously.
I understand.
You need to spend some time thinking about it.
All right, let's go to the ACC Rookie of the Year. And we have gotten the camera position to get Vernon Carey into the screenshot. Hey, Vernon, first of all, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for spending time with us here this morning.
Horace, thank you.
When this season starts, and Trey just kind of said he didn't think about personal goals after his freshman year coming back for his sophomore season, did Vernon Carey envision being the Rookie of the Year in the ACC when the year began?
No, not at all. I just came in this program and just tried to make an impact. But with the help of my teammates and coaches and staff around Duke, I felt that this was possible towards the end.
Vernon, who cuts your hair?
It's a barber in North Durham.
What's his name?
Rao.
All right. You tell him when you go back before you get a cut for the tournament, you gave him some airtime on ACC Network, all right? Because you walk in, you say, listen, I got to look good now. I am the freshman of the year. I receive more votes than anybody in the planet for first team all ACC, so you're supposed to look in sharp when you come rolling into Greensboro, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. I know how this barbershop thing works.
Yeah.
It takes me about a minute and a half to get my hair cut. It takes Vernon a little bit longer.
Minute and a half? That's 30 seconds more than it looks.
All right, 45 seconds. I lied. 45 seconds to get my hair cut. That's that deal. By the way, did you mention to Trey Jones, since we just talked to him, did you remind him that you received more votes as first team All-ACC than he did?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know until I just walked in that we both made first team. So it was just a blessing.
It's all that matters, right? It's all about W's at the end of the day.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vernon, what's been the biggest, I guess, learning lesson through the course of this season for you? I mean, because quite frankly, you look really comfortable from game one on. So, I mean, that night in New York, mm-hmm. you played with a lot of comfort and confidence, it looked like. So what have you learned through the course of this season?
Just to stay the course, because there are going to be ups and downs. But, just stay the course, really. That's just what Coach has been telling me.
By the way, we see all these shots, you wearing people out on the block. You know what I am impressed about with your game? Dude, you can stroke it. Like that shot right there. Your shot from the field now, I think it's underrated, mm-hmm. don't you? I mean, you get any love for making those threes or not?
It's just something I've been working on with just developing over time with the coaches after practice. So just working on my game individually is just something I'm just trying to get better at.
The three-point shot, I think, caught a lot of people off guard on opening night at the Garden. But, mm-hmm. again, you look comfortable out there. I mean, is it something that you say you work on it after practice? How confident or how comfortable has it come in a game setting? Because you're doing it on opening night, and yet it's been kind of a constant for you.
Yeah. I mainly was a perimeter guy in high school, but I felt like just my skill set just carried over to Duke, and just the trust that the coaches have in me take those type of shots. So I just got to shoot it with confidence.
Vernon, we get now into postseason play, and Trey just mentioned to us that, hey, now is the time the leaders on this team really remind the young guys, and you still fall into that category, that, hey, it's a different animal. What is your expectation of how the regular season is going to feel versus what you're getting ready to walk into Greensboro for the ACC tournament and then obviously March Madness?
Yeah, I feel like every game is going to be high intensity, so we just got to bring it every game, and it's going to be a playoff type of game every game, so just got to prepare for it.
Well, it looks like the road in the league this year has been filled, like you said, kind of, you know, stay the course and get through the highs and lows. What do you think the biggest lesson learned on the ACC calendar has been this year for you guys? Because you've had great wins. I know you've had some tough losses. Has there been any one thing that has stuck with you through the 20 games in league play?
Just teams just coming after Duke, I feel like, just because of our name and stuff like that. So just our program, I feel like just like they're just going to come after us regardless. So we just got to bring it every game.
Mm. Brendan, when you look back at the regular season, give me the high and give me the low for the year for you individually.
Probably the high would just probably going on that stretch, beating North Carolina, then coming 2 days after and beating Florida State.
Sure.
Two, like, high-caliber teams.
How about the low?
And then probably the low would probably – the low probably would be just like 2-3 weeks ago, just not pulling out those wins that we had. I think we had 3 out of 4 losses. Mm-hmm. So just that probably would be the low.
You know, we always hear about teams hitting the wall, especially freshmen. Did you get a sense that from a physical standpoint you hit the wall at any point in time during the regular season?
No, not at all, but maybe during the 3-4 losses, the games that we had, that little stretch that we had. But other than that, no.
Hey, Vernon, I want to close with something from the other night. Justin Robinson has played more minutes here recently. But I've heard a lot in the last 10 days to 2 weeks about Justin Robinson's leadership on this basketball team and the value and the importance he has in that role. What's something that Justin Robinson has told you or has shared with you that's helped you through this first year?
Yeah, just his communication, just the way he carries himself at practice, during the games and stuff like that. He's just a great teammate, a great leader. He's a guy that you would want on your team for sure.
You got to help him with that stroke, though, Vernon. That thing that bounced in on the side the other night against North Carolina, you know he didn't call that.
Yeah. I've seen about 2 or 3 of those, too. It's crazy.
Oh. By the way, we've done this with every student-athlete. Your first year at Duke, what is the hardest class that you've had?
The hardest class probably would be the cultural anthropology class that I had.
Ooh.
First semester.
Give me the details on that.
Just a large lecture, long exams, stuff like that, and long papers.
Oh, man.
By the way, what's it like walking around campus when everybody knows who you are? Do you ever get some of that when you're walking to class and somebody goes, "Hey, Vernon, man, great game," or, "Hey, man, I can't believe you didn't block out Garrison Brooks more." I mean, you got to get some of that going to class, don't you?
Definitely. I just say what's up, or if they say hello, I just say what's up or stuff like that.
So you low key it, man, right? Low key.
Yeah.
All right.
Low key.
Hey, you be sure to tell that barber now in Durham.
Real.
You gave him some serious airtime on ACC Network. So again, when we see you in Thursday, you better be looking like $1 million, all right?
I got you.
All right.
Hey, Vernon, thanks a lot. Congratulations on being named first team All-ACC and the Rookie of the Year in the ACC.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Vernon Carey Jr. from Southwest Ranches, Florida, has had a great year for Coach K and the Blue Devils. And Duke will hit the floor on Thursday in the second game of the quarterfinals. They're on the same side as the 4 seed, obviously, as Florida State.
Vernon, shh, quiet. I'm just showing up to wear you out.
It's a low-key, low-key, bad man.
Yeah, low-key. Just, hey, give me the ball. Let's go play. What a player.
Yep. Sensational player.
And to believe that some people didn't even have him midway on their all-ACC team. There's actually, if you say, Pac, well, name one. That's right, Fuller. Wes Durham did not even have the guy on Midway, right?
Yeah, but I am.
Right?
Yeah, Syracuse 7th either today.
Syracuse about 7th. They're the 6th seed in the tournament.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I have them 7th.
All right.
Jim Boeheim's lost more games this regular season than he has in his life. So I got him 7th.
Sit tight.
They beat Virginia.
Yeah. When we come back, the ACC's Coach of the Year will join us. There is no telling where the conversation with Florida State's Leonard Hamilton could go.
No brainer.
Yep. We come back, 3-time winner of the honor. Head coach of the Noles is with Packer and Durham on the final turn of the Monday show on ACC Network.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Packer and Durham, final segment of the show. Leonard Hamilton, the ACC Coach of the Year, is scheduled to join us here momentarily. We look forward to conversation with Coach, the number one seed, heading into the ACC Men's Tournament this week, the 67th annual edition.
By the way, shout out to Dick Vitale, who gave us a little love on Twitter, you in particular, for our visit last week.
Well, he asked us the question. I don't even know how we got on it.
Yeah.
And so we gave him a theory about the mid-majors and said, hey, if you want the best teams and quit whining and complaining,
right,
just send your best team. Whoever wins the regular season, send them to the tournament.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a conference tournament, so be it. If you want to bag it, well, hey, you do what's in your best interest. So I guess Dickie V took that and had some fun with it on social media.
Yeah. Leonard Hamilton coming up here in just a few moments. Fuller is hyped up about the Monday. He knows you're leaving town for a couple of weeks. He's not happy.
Well, what he's really hyped up about is Robert, who runs that, helps us here behind the scenes.
Yeah,
always brings peanut butter snacks,
and he's out.
And Fuller, eyeballing the the empty now canister
nothing,
of snacks.
Nothing for you, Fuller.
And here goes Chester.
Chester wants some too. No, that's not happening.
Yeah, I saw a video this weekend that the president of Ireland was at this big social event, and his dog was there and running amok amongst the fans, and then came back to his owner, of course, to be pet. I'm thinking, man, the president of Ireland is kind of trying to steal our thunder.
Steal your thunder.
No, I mean, every day on the show, look at Fuller. He's getting ready to take the canister. Look at that. Just took it right away from Robert. He will make sure that there are no peanut butter snacks.
No morsels.
In the canister. No more morsels.
Going to miss the dogs here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you never know.
No.
Wes, you never know.
They have ordinances at the Coliseum.
Well, you know, we get there early enough. The Fuller's going to now eat the canister. That's going to cost me about $8 of going to the canister store.
Robert will replace that. By the way, shout out to Chuck Krotz, NC State fan, who tagged us on Twitter this morning. They are already set up in the parking lot at the Greensboro Coliseum. The wonderful thing people say all the time about Greensboro and the event being there, one of the unique twists of the Greensboro Coliseum is there will be tailgating this year.
Okay.
Some of these other arenas, downtown locations, not a lot of, you know, landscape parking, if you will. We will have all that and more in Greensboro this week, including folks who RV it all week. And they have a blast. They have tailgates before the sessions, in between the sessions. I've told you the story of running into guys playing fantasy basketball during the tournament.
Oh, it's on, man.
They stay from Tuesday all the way through Saturday night and the championship games and semifinals and so forth, and it's great.
We can get into this more as the week goes on, but each ACC tournament venue has its own characteristics.
That's it. Yep.
And to me, this Greensboro, I said this last week on Friday when we were doing our dog and pony, Greensboro always feels right to me. It just feels like like a comfortable pair of shoes, your favorite jeans. Mm-hmm. Is it the most dynamic arena? No. But that's part of the charm to me. I mean, there'll be 22,000 and the place will be going nuts as we get in more into the tournament. But it just always feels right in Greensboro.
It sure does. And it'll be a pleasure to be there all week with the rest of the week on our show and to be part of the great environment. 27th time they've had the tournament, by the way, in the Coliseum in Greensboro, which is Greensboro's been the host two times more than the next closest.
And we move the next couple of years.
Yep. 21 will be in Washington, and 22 will be in Brooklyn.
All right.
For the ACC tournament.
Heading north.
And beyond that, we don't have any dates set yet. Imagine that'll come sometime spring or summer, I'm guessing, as we work our way down the road on the calendar of this particular academic year in the ACC.
Yep. But we'll have a good time, though. Tuesday again. It starts tomorrow all day, beginning at 7 a.m., Packer and Durham, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week.
Efforting Leonard Hamilton here in the final segment of the show.
Where's the coach?
The coach is he's working. The man's got stuff going on. He's the ACC Coach of the Year.
It should be easy. It says Coach of the Year parking spot. You just pull right on in there now, baby.
You think that's what it does?
He ought to have one, man. He's the Coach of the Year. Number one team in the league. Big time, man. I tell you what, we haven't seen him, but if he shows up here in a minute and he still has that gold glitter on the top of his head, I'm going to lose it. I think he should just go ahead and wear it all the time.
I don't think he has the gold glitter on the top of his head.
He looked good, man. He had the championship net, the gold glitter, and I loved his line about the new bloods. I think that was a great line and accurate.
Yeah.
And he said, basically, listen, we can't catch up 80 years of tradition and history, but I tell you what we can do. What we're building right now, what we've got in place, the foundation that's laid, we're part of the new blood. So he's spot on.
Mark, what he's done there just the last 3 years, but in
even
this,
more than that.
Yeah, but the last three have been more pronounced nationally, right?
Yes.
But I would say his tenure there has been just a steady climb for Florida State.
And his style, how they, you know, what he sells to recruits. I mean, hey, he's got it going on, man.
So let's welcome the ACC Coach of the Year to Packer and Durham here this morning, and that is Leonard Hamilton. Yes, yes, yes. Pack says you got your own parking spot after you won that Coach of the Year award.
Well, you know, obviously, anytime you win an award, you feel honored. But in reality, I have a great staff, Stan Jones, CY, Steve Smith, guys who have been with me. They're lawyer. They follow our direction. We all singing out the same hymn book. And that has a lot to do with any team having a certain level of success. You know, you have a team on the floor that's executing the game plan offensively and defensively. We got a team off the floor with our coaching staff that executes our plan flawlessly. And I think that's one reason why we've been able to continue to keep competing at a high level. And we keep trying to inch our way up the hierarchy of in a conference, the most successful basketball conference, with some of the most rich tradition of successful basketball programs in the history of college basketball. So we always got goals to shoot for. We always have mountains to climb. And there's no doubt that I'm not doing all that by myself. I got some soldiers with me that got my back.
Coach, Chuck Walsh has lined up for us probably, I don't know, half dozen of your players at least this year on the air. I'm not even talking about wins and losses. I'm not talking about Coach of the Years. I'm not talking about being the number one seed in the tournament. The quality of your student athletes this year on our show has been fantastic. And to me, that is a telltale sign of what you and your staff have accomplished. It's one thing to win, but it's another thing to win right and have kids that represent the institution the right way. You should be congratulated with that, whether you had won the Coach of the Year or not.
Well, I think that's part of the definition of a basketball coach or any coach. You know, you guys judge us by how many games we won last year, but in reality, we're not judged until kids leave us 4 or 5 years after they've graduated and gone on in life. And that's when we get, you know, our trophy. Our trophy is the phone call on Christmas, the Father's Day, the card we get, the invitation to the weddings. That's what coaches enjoy. And I speak for all of them that's what we do as coaches, but it doesn't always show up in the statistical column.
Coach, if you had to pinpoint one of the characteristics of this team that has made it successful this year through the regular season, what is it?
I think it's our chemistry, the ability for our guys to understand who we are and how we have to play in order for us to be successful with this team. To share playing time, to share minutes, to allow the system to be such that on any given night it can be a different player stepping up depending on what the defense has given us. I think that's in this day and time when it's all one and done and two and out and there's so much pressure from the outside media and for people to push them along at a faster pace, fast food. It's very unusual to find a bunch of players that believe in themselves and they have a saying that we're 18 strong, that we win games by committee. These guys truly believe that. They have bought into it. That they ask themselves to come out of the game because they realize we got to play extremely hard and unselfish for us to be successful. And it's a unique bunch and it's a culture that we're trying to develop, but we think that works for us.
Coach, I know that you're worried about the next one. You got a couple days to figure that part out. But I tell you what, I would have showed up today on the set with that glitter still on my head and that net still around my neck, my man. I would have. Well, I'd enjoy that one more day.
You know, the only problem I had in that whole ceremony was that the ladder was a little wobbly when I started up. I don't want you guys to think that I was getting old and creaky and couldn't climb up the ladder, but the ladder was a little shaky, and I was a little concerned. There's no doubt about that.
Come on now. Tell them now. We got to have a better ladder if we're going to do this, right? We got to get one of those reinforced deals. I like the touch of the banner. I thought that was appropriate too, Coach, first time winning the regular season.
That's a good look right there. That felt good.
Well, I was so happy for our players and for our program, our administration, the athletic department. I just thought that, you know, we've worked hard to try to build our program. We've been kind of on a steady climb. You know, we've had a couple of blips in the road, but the administration has been supportive. The athletic department has been supportive. Our players have bought in. It's a good feeling to see the guys enjoying each other. We had three of our top three scorers scored 5 points apiece.
Yeah.
And for all the guys to come in the game and have a part in the game and score and be a part of the atmosphere, hopefully that's going to add to our culture and give us more reason to keep doing what we're doing.
Noles start Thursday at 12:30 as the top seed. I have one final question for you. This is a 3-game opportunity for Florida State, and I know how you handle the road. So here's the question. Mock turtleneck or shirt and tie in Greensboro?
I am not going to bring a shirt or a tie to Greensboro at all.
Knew it.
Makes two of us.
Yep.
Listen, I can pack a lot easier by just folding up a nice little mock shirt and put it in there. My challenge is trying to find the shirts to match my suits, because at least I want to try to be, you know, in style somewhat. the challenge is, you know, I can't quite find anything. Yeah. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. But listen, fella, you guys got to have me
go.
A little more often.
Hey,
I feel.
Yeah, we got to go. I'm sorry. We're running out of time. They're cutting us off. We'll see you in Greensboro, my man. Congratulations.
All right, buddy.
Leonard Hamilton, ACC Coach of the Year. Thanks to Trey Jones and to Vernon Carey and to Kelly Gramlich. We'll see you in the Coliseum at 7 a.m.
All day.
Yeah. All day from the Coliseum at 7 a.m. on Tuesday here on ACC Network.
Thank you for listening to the Packer and Durham podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on the ACC Network, Sirius XM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.